Lots of news to catch you up on from this weekend. I'm Carl Azus. It's great to see you this Monday, November 10th. First up, the U.S. is doubling the number of its troops in Iraq. An additional 1,500 military personnel are headed there, bringing the total to about 3,000. Their mission? To train Iraqi troops and militias to battle the ISIS terrorist group. President Obama says the American forces will not be involved in direct combat. He calls the increase a new phase in the U.S.-led fight against ISIS. Some critics say they're concerned that the president doesn't have a clear strategy to defeat the militants. Also this weekend, an interesting and unexpected development concerning North Korea. Its secretive government released Kenneth Bay and Matthew Todd Miller, two Americans held prisoner for months accused of breaking North Korean laws. At North Korea's invitation, the Obama administration sent James Clapper to the capital, Pyongyang. Clapper's the U.S. Director of National Intelligence.
A top-secret mission in the dead of night. The top spy chief in the United States arrives in Pyongyang, carrying a letter from the U.S. president. He leaves one day later with two former prisoners. No conditions and no strings attached, according to the U.S. So why this sudden humanitarian gesture from North Korea?
Clearly, they crave having this kind of high-level attention. So obviously, they're pleased that General Clapper came.
Another suggestion. Kim Jong-un wants to show he's still in charge after disappearing for 6 weeks recently. He's back in the spotlight, limping, but without the cane. Other experts believe Pyongyang's recent charm offensive, including a high-profile visit to Seoul, technically enemy territory, is a PR exercise to improve its image. The release of Kenneth Bay and Matthew Todd Miller comes more than 2 weeks after a third U.S. citizen, Jeffrey Fowle, won his freedom. No U.S. citizens remain in North Korean captivity.
Two things are certain. This decision came from the top, and it was made for a reason. Pyongyang released a statement claiming that the U.S. president had made many requests and also an apology. Now, if that is the case, this domestically is propaganda gold for a leader who wants to remain and show that he's relevant on the international stage. Paula Hancock, CNN Seoul.
President Obama wants Loretta Lynch to be the next Attorney General of the United States. The 55-year-old Harvard alum is currently a federal prosecutor, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York, and she appears to have some support from Republicans as well as Democrats. It's up to the Senate to ultimately decide if Lynch will replace outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder. Because this position is cabinet level, the Constitution requires the Senate to give the president advice and consent on his nominees. It's not certain whether the outgoing Democratic-controlled Senate or the newly elected Republican-controlled Senate will decide whether to confirm Lynch. Between the U.S. and Russia over the Bering Sea, what was left over from Super Typhoon Nuri has been stirring up the ocean. Its effects, intense wind, heavy rain and snow, massive waves, have mostly hit the Aleutian Islands. Not a lot of people there, and those who are used to severe weather. But Nuri's about to whip the jet stream, and a lot of people in the lower 48 will feel that in the days ahead. Bottom line, bundle up.